For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. Middle of the week, you're pressing, you're enjoying God. You're getting up, going to His Word, spending time with Him, encouraging yourself in the Lord as we've been studying for all last week and this week what David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord, my brethren. When your back's up against the wall, God will come through for you. But you got to get your focus back on God. You must. You must. I'm picking it up straight from yesterday's teaching. We find David and his men weeping till they could weep no more as they returned to their city called Ziklag, and it was burned to the ground. Their wives and their children are kidnapped. And to boot, those 600 men spoke of stoning David because they were blaming him, saying, "You had us go to this battle and leave our women and children here in this Ziklag camp." And the Amalekites were able to get in and kidnap them and steal all their possessions. Well, it drives David to his knees, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it anybody? But really, as we said, it was an act of mercy on God's part, because Ziklag was never meant to be David's inheritance. Israel was. So there on his knees, we don't know how much time transpires, David gets a fresh empowerment from God. We know this because he then starts to get his fight back. You know, after you weep, weeping it comes in the night, but weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. There then comes a time to fight. Now, of course, not by your own strength and your own power, but by the Spirit of God. There's a time when you start to exercise your trust in the Lord once again. There's a time where you get up and you forgive one more time. You teach that class one more time. You go and do those fundamentals one more time, because now it's God's Spirit producing that in you. In Hebrews, you'll see in the New Covenant, "Therefore lift your drooping hands, strengthen your weak knees, make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather that it'll be healed," Paul was saying to the New Testament Christians. So we see David getting his fight back after time on the ground. And he says this in 1 Samuel 30, verse 7. He says to Abiathar the priest, "Bring me the holy vest." In that day, my brethren, the holy vest symbolized the presence of God and actually the direction of God. And what was David doing? He was now saying, "I'm not going to do this in my own strength like I did, you know, King Achish, give me somewhere to go." No, now he's back in alignment with God. And he says, "Bring me my holy vest. I need direction from God." And he was asking the Lord now what he should do. And he says to God in verse 8, "Shall I pursue this troop?" Often in the Old Testament, you'll see the words, "And the word of the Lord came. And the word of the Lord came." My brethren, after you've wept, giving you five pointers of when your back's against a wall, you strengthen yourself in God. It gave you all kinds of ways, from rehearsing the goodness of God and what He's already done in your life, to weeping till you can't weep anymore, and allowing the fresh courage of God to blow your way. And then you get your fight back. Once that happens, you start to go to God and you say, "I need a word from you, God." So number one, you've encouraged yourself by rehearsing His goodness. Number two, your fight is back and you're saying, "I need a word, God. I need something fresh." We call it a rhema. It's not a word you hear very much today, but I love that word. It's a rhema is a fresh spoken word from God. And if you're reading your Bible, it's the type of thing where it jumps off the page at you. And you go, "Oh yes, this is what I'll stake my claim. God spoke to me anew." Psalm 119, 143, "As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands." So number two, David gets a fresh word from God. Number three, don't let your imagination run away with you during these moments. It happened to the children of Israel as they're crossing that wilderness. They themselves said, "They're like giants and we're only grasshoppers in their sight and in our sight." Wrong. Their imagination was running away from them. God kept guiding them all the way through. Why now do they let their imaginations run away with them? Don't let that happen to you. We're going to go through point 4 and 5 the remainder of the week. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.